I'd like to convene the Ways and Means Committee. We have a quorum present, and the main item before us today is the budget resolution, but we do have, due to our very efficient staff, the minutes from our previous meeting. So, Representative Hornstein, would you, I see you're studying something there, I assume it's the minutes.
Yeah, I've got the minutes in front of me, and hold on. They look great, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I would like to move the minutes.
Okay, the motion is before us to approve the minutes. Any discussion? Seeing none, then, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. As I mentioned, the business before us this morning yet is the budget resolution. As I pointed out yesterday, this is a limited resolution to basically deal with three issues. We don't have the governor's supplemental budget yet. We're still working on other aspects of the budget, but these are for this budget resolution that will be before us today essentially deals with three areas, two of which this committee, and in fact one of which the entire body has acted on. You know, the fuel assistance, that $20 million is built in, the tax bill that we reported out, and then we do have funding in the resolution dealing with the school lunch issue, the reduced lunches, where we had 46 school districts that were apparently dumping the lunches in many instances rather than allowing the children that didn't happen to have their money at that point in time, or maybe were in a situation where they might not ever really have it. So there's $3.5 million roughly built in for that, so that the Education Committee can begin to deal with that issue. I think Representative Marquardt, I don't know if he's here yet, but indicated he would be taking that up on Thursday. So those are the three items in the budget resolution. So I will move adoption of the budget resolution identified as CSRE. S06, and essentially then the overall cost is $527,089,000 for 14 and 15. That's the increasing of the expenditure changes. $3,519,000 is for the education finance bill, and as I say, that's to address the school lunch issue. $503,570,000 is identified then for the tax bill for the 2014 regular session. So those are the changes that are before us. It's been so moved, and is there any discussion or any amendments?
Mr. Chairman, I do have an amendment, the A1 amendment that I'd like to offer.
Okay.
And I believe that it's in your packets. My amendment would just add $365 million to this resolution, and I... we had a discussion this morning on the House floor. I think some additional tax relief is warranted given the budget forecast we've had and the situation that many of our families had. I offered some specifics in that minority report on things that I think we should be doing, immediate conformity in this current tax filing year for the standard deduction for married joint filers, dependent care credit, which we have never not offered to working families with young children or single parents with young children who have daycare provisions and other things. Sales tax relief would be one of those. But my resolution doesn't tie us to any particular provisions. All it says is that as we are looking to, you know, offer some relief or what we may want to do with the excess funds, the additional funds that we have through the surplus, that it would allow the body to have the ability to do that through the budget resolution. So I think it's prudent. I think it's something that we can do, and I think the budget resolution should reflect the opportunity for amendments, whether it be on the tax bill, other things to provide relief to Minnesota citizens. So that's my purpose in offering the amendment, and I hope the members would consider supporting it.
Okay, any further discussion? Representative Kahn.
Just a question. In this is kind of a guideline with where we're going now, but in previous years, haven't we sometimes redone the budget resolution when we needed to as things went on in the session?
The Representative Kahn, that's correct. Under both caucuses, what we're dealing with now and the motion that I made with the budget resolution that I introduced is to address the tax bill that has already passed out of committee, plus the fuel assistance, and as I mentioned, a future expenditure that's in the pipeline dealing with Representative Marquardt's committee on the lunch program. So the budget resolution will be before us again on future days. We don't know exactly when the governor is coming out with the supplemental, and we will, of course, be putting together a budget from the House perspective. So this is a very limited budget to just those three areas, and I hope that answers your question, Representative Kahn. Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I would encourage you all to support this amendment. We heard in Tax Committee Representative Lencheski outline the fact that for the marriage penalty in particular, 650,000 families benefit from that. But not just the fact that there's 650,000, which is a huge chunk. These are folks that are earning less on, by a vast majority, those, to quote Representative Lencheski, by a vast majority that make less than $75,000. On top of that, the dependent child care credit, these are folks that are making less than $38,000, I think it's $520. And yet we are leaving them out of the tax relief package that you have before you and come to the floor, I believe, on Thursday. We have a prime opportunity right here to adjust the budget resolution to make sure that those folks get that kind of tax relief.
Okay, any further discussion? Representative Holder.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I don't know if Representative Lencheski would like to weigh in, and I'm sorry if I missed this in earlier discussions, but is there some type of timeline or what's the Senate? Is there a Senate file that's moving rapidly for conformity? My understanding is that the House wants to take the tax bill up on Thursday. Could you enlighten us as to what your best guess or crystal ball reads on how this conformity issue will be addressed?
Representative Lynch.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Holberg. And my crystal ball as it relates to the Senate is doesn't work that well. So let's just say that.
It's a bit clouded.
I will say Senator Scoy has is taking up federal conformity in his committee, I think on Monday. I think they just scheduled it. So I take that as a very good sign. I understand, and you know what the amendment, if I can just speak to that too, Mr. Chair. Members should know that the federal conformity issue as it relates to the marriage penalty, those folks are not being left out in the bill. They will receive the marriage penalty fix and a tax cut for all married filers from 2014 going forward permanently. We've fallen in the habit of only been, doing federal conformity a year at a time. And in fact, last year, the omnibus tax bill had federal conformity for 2013 for all married filers. And I know not everybody voted for it, but While I do support in concept as much conformity as possible, I think, Representative Holberg's comment about the Senate, I think underlines that, we have the House, the Senate, and the Governor, and people have a different opinion on how big that tax relief bill should be. And so, with a nod to understanding that the other body needs to deliberate on this, I hope people will oppose the amendment here. Having, at least for the current majority, having voted to do that last year, but we didn't succeed at least. And I think more importantly is we will get the marriage penalty fix permanently year after year after year with the omission of 2013.
Right, and,
Mr. Chair, I guess just to Representative Kahn's comments, certainly there's all kinds of revision to budget targets historically, but the time-sensitive nature of the conformity issue, I think, would lend itself at least to the argument that this should be now. And with that, I'd request a roll call vote on the A1 amendment.
Roll call has been requested. And, you know, when we talk about the timing and the role of the Senate, just as a reminder, I'm sure everybody in the committee knows, but I don't know if we're on TV at this point today or not. We usually are with our regular meeting time. But, you know, all tax bills have to originate in the House of Representatives, so it is important for a variety of reasons to have the bill passed. And like I mentioned earlier, this is to deal with the bill that we did already report out of committee. Any further discussion? Well, seeing none, then I'd like to renew my motion that...
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, wait a minute. We got to deal with the amendment first. I'm sorry, Representative Loon.
Would you like me to say anything?
Maybe with inappropriately anticipating an outcome, but we'll see what happens. Any further discussion on the amendment?
You're a visionary,
Mr. Chairman.
My crystal ball. Representative Loon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, if I may. Well, I'll make one last pitch, and again, to response to Representative Kahn and others that may be wondering. Representative Holberg hit it right on the head. I mean, we are prepared to move a tax conformity bill through the House on Thursday, and without some adjustment to the budget resolution, I assume any attempt to do that, whether it's a marriage penalty or dependent care credit, is not going to be in order. So we do need to make some adjustment. I think there are members in this body, I'm going to go out on a limb and say on both sides of the aisle, that would like to offer that relief to their constituents. We need to do it right away. So I would hope you would vote in favor of this amendment.
Okay, any further discussion on the amendment? Okay, seeing none. Clerk, take the roll.
Carlson?
No.
Abler's excuse. Anderson, S?
Yes.
Anzel?
No.
Atkins?
No.
Beard?
Aye.
Reinhart?
No.
Clark?
No.
Davids?
Yes.
Dabney?
No.
Dean? Detmer?
Yes.
Gunther? Ackbarth?
Yes.
Wait. Gunther?
Yes.
Ackbarth?
Yes.
Hausman?
No.
Hillstrom?
No.
Holberg?
Yes.
Hornstein?
No.
Huntley? Kahn?
No.
Linchesky?
No.
Loon?
Yes.
Mahoney?
No.
Mariani?
No.
Marquardt?
No.
McNamara?
Yes.
Mullery? Nornis?
Yes.
Paymar?
No.
Pulowski?
No.
Poppy?
No.
Simon?
No.
Wagenius?
No.
Woodard?
Yes.
Okay, being 11 ayes and 19 nays, the amendment is defeated. Any further discussion on the resolution? Well, seeing none, now I will renew my motion that CSRES06 be adopted. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
No.
No.
The motion carried. And we meet next Monday? Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right, we'll be meeting at a regular time next Monday. So see you then. Adjourn.